Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we're going to marvel at the miracle of movement. The inclusion of movement in your life is no different than a day at the beach. You have to have the right shoes, you're going to sweat, and there'll be water involved. And after that, all that trekking and schlepping, you will feel good about your accomplishment. But you may not have time to dedicate a day for such an adventure, so take your sunglasses off and put your sneakers on, and let's find the miracle of movement in the time it would take a wave to crash on shore. Let's think about things that require you to move daily. Stairs, walking to lunch, perhaps biking, walking the dog, sex, lifting groceries. Okay, which one appeals to you the most? Now, if you said sex, congrats, because that is what your challenge will be to include in your daily life. Now, if that is impossible for many of us for many different reasons, let's examine some of the other options and see how easy it is to make the miracle of movement happen for us. Movement of any kind has the single most mental and physical health benefit for us. Take the stairs at every single opportunity you get. Forget about using the elevator. Bike to and from work as many days as possible. Take an extra 10-minute walk on your way to lunch and another 10 on your way back. Jump rope. Use lifting things like groceries as opportunities to build in strength resistance. Do crunches or the treadmill while you have a Netflix binging session. Go outside in the morning and jog around the block 5 times with your kids. Remember, the first lap is always the hardest. And don't just open the back door to let Fido out. Grab that leash and get down to the dog park and play catch. Now, get off that bench and swing with your kids at the park. My pro tip, I actually just came back from a festival named Movement. Over the course of 4 days, about 100,000 people gathered to move their bodies to the beat. Everyone was cordial, getting their groove on, and enjoying the feeling of movement in their bodies. It is hard to ignore that unlike other large gatherings, this one seemed filled with positive vibes and the peace, love, unity, respect, which is commonly known as the acronym PLUR in the raving community. There was a lot of walking going on too, but once we got back to the hotel and my head hit the pillow, it was with physical contentness that segued into an incredible night's sleep, pleasant morning of being in a positive state of mind and joyfully looking forward to the next day. Dancing is a lost social practice, but dancing, according to experts, contains a meditative quality and is embedded within us to do so as our nature craves ritual. You don't even need a disco ball. Just turn on the radio, crank it up, and get up. The rest will come naturally. Time for our movie motivation. One of my favorite films in general, but also a true inspiration about the miracles of movement, is Run, Lola, Run. This 1998 German thriller film, written and directed by Tim Teichwer, is composed of 3 running sequences starring Franca Potente as our protagonist, Lola. The story follows Lola, who needs to obtain 100,000 Deutschmark in 20 minutes to save her boyfriend. In order to make that happen, she literally has to run for his life. The inspiration is the thrill of these runs and all the life events that happen during those journeys and how the world around her becomes affected and changes because of her involvement in it. Putting yourself out there and moving and covering ground in the world will no doubt lead to some of these magical, miraculous moments for you as well. To learn more about movement and how Pam Nisovich-Bede, author and career runner and the person putting the science of Abbott into nutrition, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break 90.5 at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays with me, or you can live stream at WCBE.org with me, Rhea Greif, and of course, you can always catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.